Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast. You can find this podcast every Tuesday and Thursday on Spotify. Please download, subscribe, like, share, and comment. As always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for how you have kept us from last week until this week, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for how you have kept us, Father God, from even yesterday for us to be able to see today, Father God. Father God, we know someone did not wake up on this morning, but we thank you, Father God, that you allowed us to wake up, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for all that you do for us, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for how you protect us, Father God. You're protecting us, Father God, and sometimes we don't even know it, Father God. Father God, you will keep us from seeing and unseen dangers, Father God. Lord God, I thank you for all of the unseen things, Father God, that you protect us from all of the unseen things that you keep us safe from. Lord God, I thank you for your mercy, Father God, your mercy that extends, Father God, to surround us, Father God, to shield us, Father God, to keep us from all of the unseen things that's happening, Father God, that could happen, Father God. Lord, I just want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you for your goodness, Father God. Thank you for your grace, Father God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God. Thank you for your love, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for being the great I am, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for being the lily of the valley, oh God. Thank you for being the rose of Sharon. Thank you for being the lion of Judah, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Thank you for being, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for being Alpha and Omega, oh God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our waymaker. Thank you for being the supply of all our needs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for being our healer. Thank you for being our deliverer, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Anything that we need, Father God, is already on the inside of us, Father God, because we have the power of the Holy Ghost on the inside of us, Father God. The same power that rose Jesus from the dead, the same power that rose Lazarus from the dead is at work in us. Help us to tap into that power, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Help us to be connected to you like that, Father God, so that we can always have your power flowing through us, Father God, and flowing in us, oh God. Lord God, help us to be divinely connected to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us to get connected to you through your word, Father God. Help us, Father God, to do our due diligence in reading and studying your word, Father God. Father God, I pray that you will give us the understanding. Teach us how to apply your word to our lives and to our situations, Father God. Open up our knowledge. Open up our understanding, Father God. Open up our wisdom, Father God. Open up our intellect, Father God. Open up our common sense, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to be able to do the things that you have called us to do. Help us to do it with high regards. Help us to do it with due diligence, Father God. Help us to do it, Father God, meticulously, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, help us to be global impactors, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us to impact those, Father God, not just around us, Father God, but help us to impact those, Father God, internationally, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Allow us to spread the good news, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, but not just spread the good news, Father God. Help us to make sure we're living the good news, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us not to lose our way. Help us not to miss our way, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, help us not to be in denial, Father God, about anything that we're doing or not doing, Father God, according to your word, Father God. Help us, Father God, to be able to hear when you're correcting us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help us to adhere to your correction, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, help us, Father God, to have our houses in order, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, so that you may use us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, help us to have our houses in order, Father God. But we don't know the day nor the hour, Father God, that you're going to call our souls home, Father God. People die every day, all day long, Father God. So we never know when our number is going to be up. We never know when you're going to call us home, Father God. So allow us to be ye ready at all times, Father God. Help us to stay ready so we don't have to get ready, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, help us to live our lives, Father God, according to what your word tells us to do, Father God. It doesn't matter what no one else says. It doesn't matter what no one else does, Father God, because you didn't ask us for our opinions, Father God. It doesn't matter what our opinions are. It doesn't matter what no one else's opinion is, Father God. All that matters is, Father God, what your word says, Father God. And I pray for those who don't believe your word. I pray for those who believe your word is fictitious. I pray for those, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that don't believe that you exist. I pray for those who think that we are stupid, Father God, or think that we are dumb because we believe in you, Lord God. I pray for everyone who believes like that. I pray for everyone who thinks like that, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will turn their minds around, Father God. Allow them to have a true encounter with you, Father God, so that they can know for themselves with full assurance that Jesus is real. So they can know for themselves, Father God, with full assurance that you are real, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and that you are on the throne of grace, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and that one day we're all going to give an account to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. It's not your will that anyone should perish, Father God. You're not slack concerning your promises, oh God. You're showing us grace. You're showing us mercy, Father God. You're giving us chance after chance to get it right. You're giving us chance after chance to turn away from our wicked ways, to turn away from sin, oh God, to turn away from sinful lifestyles, oh God, to turn away from sinful actions and reactions, Father God, and to get it right with you so that we can be truly connected to the divine power of God, so we can truly be connected, Lord God, to the root, oh God, the root of David, oh God. So, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus for every soul who is not connected, every soul, Father God, every name, Father God, who's not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, Lord God, and those who still have the chance to get it right, to have their names written, Father God. I pray for mercy, Father God, on their souls. I pray for mercy, God. I pray for mercy for their souls, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for mercy, my God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Allow something to happen, Father God, so they could come to the realization, Lord God, that Jesus is the only way, Father God. There is no other way. There's no other way to Heavenly Father but through Jesus Christ, Lord God. Help us to know. Help us to know that, Father God. Help us to know that you truly are the way. Help us to know that, Father God. And help us to know the way, Father God. Help us to follow the way, Father God. And Lord God, I just pray that you will bless us, that you will keep us, that you will keep us surrounded by your grace, by your mercy, and by the blood of Jesus at all times. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you and God bless you.